You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This year, the Aotearoa Tech Union has been established to support workers in an industry where only a few well-established workers are well paid, and most others find themselves stuck in a less stable contract position. Raina Jackson-Armitage is one of the organisation's co-founders, and I spoke to her about the launch. The union's website says that there are 120,000 tech workers in Aotearoa, so I started by asking what kind of work this covers.
So we're interested in connecting with a lot of people. There are plenty of people who you'd think of traditionally as being part of the technology industry, like developers or system administrators, but it does actually cover quite a few interesting sort of roles. On myself, for example, my actual trade is as a web developer, but at the moment I'm working mostly on content. But because it's online, that means that it's not really the same as just, you know, being a writer, or there's quite a lot more sort of to it.
Why did your organisation decide this year that it was time to unionise?
I don't think there's anything particular about this year, except that I think there are plenty of us who, working in the industry, are probably a little bit sick of you know, nothing really changes much in the industry as far as how people are treated. But even though jobs may change, things that stay the same are ridiculous hours, being on call and not really getting well compensated or treated that well. Plenty of people, and this is true of the entire industry, don't really have a lot of pay transparency around, you know, are you getting paid correctly? I personally have worked in a place where my male counterpart was earning quite a little bit more than me, doing basically the same work. And because I worked in a workplace where we weren't allowed to talk about that, I had no idea until some months later that maybe I could have, you know, negotiated a bit better or asked what was going on. And that will always be true, I think, of anything that we do in this industry. Those are the universal sort of concerns that we're going to have.
Yeah. And your website addresses the fact that Māori tech workers and female tech workers in particular do not ever get a fair deal. So what kind of initiatives does your union hope to start to change this?
Well, I mean, starting by actually having a conversation in the first place would be really good. We know that in other industries, particularly around the great pay equity work that's being done in other unions, that people are starting to pay a bit more attention to the way women are paid, the way Māori are paid, the way Pacifica are paid. But it's not really something that has been discussed super widely in the tech industry yet.
Right.
And starting that conversation, just making people aware that this is a problem for us to begin with. I mean, a lot of people think that the technology industry is so well paid all the time and we're all rolling around on $150,000 and driving our Teslas down Queen Street, which is really not the case. Many, many of us, in fact, are working very long hours, not super great pay, and just talking about it to begin with will be a really, really great start.
Sure. Taking that knowledge into the negotiation processes.
Yeah.
Right. And we read all the time now about how the technology sector is an increasing one and an increasingly changing one. So do you feel, I guess, hopeful or nervous about the changes that will come?
Look, I think we have a reason to be hopeful, providing that those of us who are going to be affected by it are well aware of what's going on. We've got our eyes open and we know that we can stand up for ourselves and each other by going into it. There's so much great potential in the technology sector in New Zealand. It's really one of the most exciting places to work in technology, I think.
Really?
I think so. I think there are a lot of really amazing things and great success stories like Xero and Trade Me and so forth. You know, not everyone can be, you know, one of those like amazing unicorn companies, but I think that there's a lot of scope, really strong community of people that just want to get together and do the right thing. And I think that's something that our union can do really well.
Do you have any final comments or even things to share for people who might be interested in getting involved or seeking support from you guys?
I think if it resonates with you, have a look. I know that sometimes union can be a dirty word in some places in New Zealand, but that doesn't actually have to be the case.
Sure.
We are going to be concentrating very much on advocacy and support and just basically being a good voice for our industry. And if you have any sort of interest in that kind of thing at all, we would love to hear from you.
The Wire. Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
That was Raina Jackson-Armitage speaking about the Aotearoa Tech Union, and you can head to www.atu.org.nz to find out more if you're interested.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.